It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we have a very exciting topic for today. But first, we want to, as always, thank our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Schoolcraft College. And I'm looking so forward to French 2 starting up in just a few weeks. And if you have a hobby or something you're interested in and you're like, it's more than a hobby, maybe you're thinking of turning it into a business, like brewing beer, it's a lot of people do it just for fun. My nephew does. He makes his own beer. It's a nice hobby. He's got a place to do it. But if you are like, you know what? I'm good at this. I'm going to take it a step farther. Schoolcraft College has programs that teach more than just brewing. They have a certificate program and an associate degree that include how to run the business, operations of a brewery or pub. Like, that is the nice thing about them. They're not just like, okay, here's how you do this.
Right.
Off you go.
Yeah.
It's like, no, what do you need to support that? They have classes.
Well, how to turn a passion into a career.
Exactly. They have classes for all of that. And I honestly believe if you go to them and said, listen, this is what I'm interested in, and I could use a class to do this to support it, they would find a way to make that class happen.
Or they probably already have it.
They probably already do. They're the most amazing people. They're so nice. And they just want to help all of us like live better lives and have all the information we need and be able to do what we want to do.
And I think the campus is so clean and so beautiful and so easy to get to right off the freeway. I think that's something that if you haven't seen it, you need to see it because it's gorgeous and it's always very clean. And
exactly. And if you're not in the Metro Detroit area, they do offer classes online.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you're listening to us somewhere else, check them out. They have great programs. They have great classes. They have great teachers. Schoolcraft College, check them out, schoolcraft.edu. And I love our topic for today.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big believer in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like this is something I always try to live by, but I will get into my rut. And it's opening yourself up to new things.
Yes, you do. You do a good job of that.
I try, but I also know I have my moments where I will become a homebody and do things. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think I know I have to force myself to do it. So it's something I work at.
It's so funny because most times you and I don't talk about what we're going to talk about. We just come up with a subject.
Yes.
But you and I don't talk together because then it's not, you know, yeah, I'm already going to know what you're going to say. And
yes,
so we don't do
exactly.
It. And I didn't even know you were going to say this, but I have a list here of how I'm going to do it. And it's like saying yes more because I get in the same rut you do. Like I'm at home. I feel like safe and, you know, there I am. I'm at home and someone wants me to do something. And I'm just like, I mean, and I don't mean like, hey, do you want to go to a movie? I'm saying like something a little bit different. Even go to the movie sometimes. I'm like, no, I'm safe and I'm warm in my house, you know, but I got to say yes more. But I recently got a request to go do this thing that I'm going to go do next Sunday. So this coming up Sunday that let me just read you how they described it.
OK.
And my first reaction was no. But then I was like, no, come on. Let's give it. It's a meeting of like-minded women seeking community to gather together, experience ceremony and cultivate soul-fueled connections.
Sounds like church.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is? Am I going to church? No, but if I do, it costs $25 to go to this church. But
sounds very cool.
Right? And you need to bring a yoga mat, a mug, and a notebook and pen. Stacy, maybe you want to come.
I want to know how it goes for
you.
Okay. And then maybe I'll join you some other time.
Okay. But I felt like this is a big step for me because it's the new year.
Yeah.
And I was like, I said, my first reaction was, no. And I thought, you know, Lynn, it's Sunday at 5:30.
Yeah.
So you'll be back home by 7:30.
Yeah.
You know, try something different. And with my whole, like, wanting to take different approaches to things and feeling better in 2020, I thought, this sounds something, you know,
exactly,
that might fall in line with that.
I do think that I'm good at, like, trying new things and my husband says I just spray bullets and see where I hit something.
That's not bad.
No, because occasionally you do hit something.
That's what I mean. That's why I think that you try a bunch of things and suddenly you're like, I really like this.
But so last year I started taking screenwriting classes.
Okay.
And I was also taking sketch writing, and I met a friend through sketch writing, and then she had written some screenplays too. So we've been kind of meeting because she made a short film out of one of hers, and I sent her one that I just wrote for my class. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I absolutely love this. We could make this. We're going to make this. And I'm like, well, no, I'm just a writer. Like I was, and she said, no, we could easily make this. She's like, and I'm like, why am I saying no?
Yeah.
Like,
why not?
I know. Well, because I don't know anything about it. But
right.
What better way to learn than just to do it?
Yes.
So
that's funny you say that, because I'm always that person. Like, I always ask people, when you were a kid, were you the person that got a new game and you wanted to read all the directions? Or were you like, let's just play the game and we'll figure out as we go?
See, I'm a directions reader.
See, let's play the game and figure out as we go.
Oh, no. I would read all the directions.
Oh, my gosh.
Remy,
our producer, is going to.
I got something to say. There's a really cool thing that I saw on Facebook, and I don't know how true it is, but it said that Pablo Picasso created over 50,000 pieces of art in his lifetime, and only like 100 of them are famous and worth anything. But it's all about just keep creating. Create, create, create. It might not work. It might work, but like, he just always created.
Well, that's 50, huge for Stacey,
pieces of art.
Because you're constantly writing. Writing, trying all different things. So
I am.
Yeah, I mean, I think
maybe you've got an eye for behind the camera. Maybe you'd be a great actress. Maybe, like, you'd be a great director. You don't know
right.
until you try.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right, but I feel like, no, you're in this lane. And, you know, there's a part of me that fights it. It's funny you should say that. Over the holidays, one of the things I did, and I don't know what my deal was, because I am a writer and I do have writing goals, but for some reason over the holidays, I couldn't get any writing done.
Hmm.
And I kept having this desire to paint. I don't know why. Well,
that's interesting. Another creative outlet.
Yes. And I haven't done it in a long, long, long time. Mm-hmm.
A portrait or?
Well, watercolor. I like watercolor because it's very forgiving.
Okay.
So I think maybe what sparked it is when my daughter came home, we made Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
And we were using royal icing and we were trying. And she's like, I feel like I need a paintbrush. So I went down and got some paintbrushes and we did that. And then I was like, and I found the rest of my paintbrushes. And I'm like, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, I started painting over the holiday, and it became like an obsession. Like I
really?
Couldn't stop. I used up all the watercolor paper in my house.
Wow.
And some of them.
I wouldn't even know there was watercolor paper.
Some of them were.
And speaking of that, though, you said something else. You know that, does anyone know about this? Like you could live your whole life. You don't hear something. And all of a sudden you hear it and you hear it three times. Okay. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You just said something that I'm like, I've never heard in my life, and I've heard three times since December 21st.
Which is?
Royal icing.
You've never heard of royal icing?
I've never heard of it.
Thank you, Remy. Thank you. That's your first. So you'll probably hear about it two more in the next 10 days.
Royal icing is that icing on sugar cookies that's dry so it doesn't stick.
Yeah, I just call it sugar cookie icing. I mean, I've made it. I've never known it be referred to as royal icing.
Oh.
And someone came to my house right before the holidays, talked about going to this cookie making class where they made royal icing. And I was like, what the heck? And I said to her, what is royal icing? What? And then I heard it again on a TV show. And now third time here.
That's a little sidebar I have to tell you.
What?
So we talked about this before the holidays, how I like to have everything prepared because my daughter lives in another state now and she comes home and I don't want to have work to do when she's home.
Yes.
I want to leave things open. We don't always do stuff.
Right.
But if the mood hits us, I want to be free to do it and not have work to do. But one thing, my friend Jill Washburn, who works on Fox 2, who was a guest on our show last month, shared her sugar cookie recipe on her segment Jill of All Trades on Fox 2.
Okay.
She's like, I've never shared this recipe before. People have asked for it. And I'm like, well, if Jill's sharing that recipe, I got to make these cookies.
Yeah.
So I made the dough before my daughter got home. Because, you know, sugar cookie dough needs to be in the fridge anyway. So I told my daughter, I said, I made sugar cookie dough. if you want, we can make sugar cookies, like we can roll them out and cut them. And she was going to her boyfriend's house. I said, you can take some to his family. And she's like, oh, that's a great idea. So we got up one day, we had nothing to do. And I pull out the dough and we're rolling it out. And I'd forgotten that in one of my cleaning purges a few years ago, I was like, I don't have little kids anymore. I don't need all these cookie cutters. I used to have about 100 cookie cutters. I now have about 8, two of which were Christmas related. So we had Christmas dinosaurs and Christmas sharks.
Nice. And why not?
We had the craziest Christmas cookies. We had so much fun, though. And even my son sat down and was decorating some cookies, but it was like nothing. We all enjoyed it. Like, we all had such a great time doing this. Mm-hmm. And I think it was one of those things, for the longest time, I was like, oh, this is too much work. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. It just say yes.
Yeah. Were the cookies?
They were so delicious.
Really?
I will. Okay. We had professionally made Christmas cookies in our house as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the ones we made in the same container.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones we made got eaten first. My theory is because our ratio of frosting to cookie was more frosting than cookie.
Okay.
And the professional ones are more cookie than frosting.
Really?
So let that be a tip to you.
I don't like thick cookies. Like, I'd like more icing myself.
Yes. My cookies were, when I rolled them out, I realized, oh, these are too thin. No, they were good.
Maybe our next show should be on ADHD, because what just happened?
I don't
know. Now we're talking cookies. What? Royal icing. Watercolor paper.
Watercolor
you started
paper.
Painting.
I started painting. And again, it's not anything. I was like, I don't think I'm an artist. It's not like I've ever really had any artistic
talent. But how
talent.
Would you just all of a sudden had an easel and paint colors?
Oh, I don't have an easel. In fact, I do it like I have an old coffee table in the basement and an old chair down there. And I just sit there and do it. And
now what do you do with them, though?
Well, I framed. I know what started it. I was redecorating my bookshelves,
mm-hmm.
and I realized I needed like a little piece
of
artwork.
Wait, are we supposed
artwork?
To decorate bookshelves? I'm so far behind in this being a woman thing. My God, decorating the bookshelf?
Well, when you have a best friend who's an interior designer,
yeah.
I went and visited her, and then I go home and I'm like, my house looks like crap. Mm. So I was redesigning my bookshelves, and I realized I needed a little piece of art, like in a light color.
Yeah.
Everything was so dark and I didn't have anything. I'm like, well, I could just paint something.
Such the difference between you and I. I would have immediately gone on to Google and put in light colored watercolor 4x6 painting or something and bought it. But you think, why don't I just paint it myself?
Well, I mean, I did copy. Like, I looked up my favorite artist and was like, what's something he did
still,
that I could create?
I wouldn't even think like that, though.
Well, and then I started making others. Some of them are, I don't know. I don't think I have any.
Are they just like abstract or do they have
here,
like.
Wait, I'm going to show you. Wait, I'm going to post this on our Facebook page,
yeah.
But I'm going to show Lynn right now just for, there's that one.
What? That's a watercolor?
That's really good.
Thank you.
That's really good. And art is all subjective anyways. If you do it for yourself, you're doing it for the right reason.
This was just for me.
You're doing it for the right
reason.
Did
that one make the bookshelf?
No, I don't know what I'm going to do with this one.
Oh.
I might go in my son's room because it's
say,
a fencer.
Yeah.
And he used to fence.
Yeah.
He doesn't anymore, but he still has all the stuff. No, and actually I saw this was on the cover of one of the sections of the New York Times yesterday, only in black and white, was more like a cartoony drawing. And I'm like, oh, I like how that looks. I wonder if I could recreate that.
Wow.
And so I.
And what space are you doing this in? Do we go in the basement? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how you would even.
Yeah, I did it in the basement.
Nice. Okay.
Wait, then there's this one. I did that.
Wow.
You've got real talent.
No,
that's awesome.
I don't have real talent.
You do
yeah,
have real
you
talent.
Do.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you
yes.
Do.
That one's. This was a little gecko. It was based on a picture of a gecko my
cool.
daughter caught in Florida.
Oh my gosh.
So, I don't know. It was like such a. Okay, so it's funny. Like, open yourself up to something new.
Right.
Like. Maybe I could do art. Believe me, I have never, ever in my life thought I had artistic talent. And I've always been jealous of it. I wrote a children's book about a little girl who paints because I never had an artistic talent and I always wanted it.
What?
That's why I wrote that book.
But you clearly have it, and everyone will see when we post those two pictures. I mean, that they're really good. I could not do that.
Yeah, the thing is, though, you probably could, because if I can, anybody can. And that, okay, that takes us back to our thing. Like, open yourself up to new things. Mm-hmm. Even if you change something you do slightly.
Yeah.
Like, if your workout routine is you go for a walk every day or you go to the gym, when you go to the gym, do something slightly different.
Yeah.
Do it in a different order.
Yeah.
Say yes to something you... Like, you are going to this thing.
Yeah. Well, I think we get so set in our ways.
Yes.
We don't even think to try things in a different fashion. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, this is
the way I do this.
This is a bad example. But for my birthday, my husband got me this really super duper new coffee machine.
Ooh.
And machine, I'm using the word correctly because you should see me again this morning. I'm so frustrated, so upset. I can't figure out this thing that saved my life. I almost pictured myself being like on a sitcom or something where I take the machine and literally he goes out and drives away and he sees it on the curb. You know what I mean? Because I'm just like, I just want a cup of coffee. What is this thing doing? So I have a plan besides the fact that I've been sneaking out my old coffee maker and making myself coffee. And then I put it away before he goes downstairs. Not because he would be mad. I just want to hurt his feelings because it's a very nice gesture. And I do love things like it looks. I did mention a while ago, I would love to have had this machine. I never think about it like that. He would like for a gift because it wasn't around a holiday or anything.
Yeah.
But he's pretty good at remembering those things. So when he got it, he's like, you said you wanted it. He even showed me the email I had sent him. Just I had seen it one time. I go, gosh, if I didn't already have the coffee machine I have, I would really like this one. Well, I have to go to YouTube now and look at these videos. I'm not even joking on how to work this machine. The directions are too... Please, you're laughing. I want you to come over when you're done watercoloring and making royal icing, okay? And just figure out my coffee maker.
Okay, see, this is the thing. I do very simple things, like royal icing and watercolor.
Oh, yeah.
Those are very...
Sure.
Children can do that.
Okay.
I don't mess with
come
technology.
Come on. I bet you can come over and figure this thing out. It was... It's... I need my coffee. I just need,
you need
my coffee.
This is the thing is you need coffee to be able to figure out how to operate the coffee
machine.
Well,
you're exactly right.
It's a conundrum.
You are exactly right. So I have been saying
That's
to myself, so I am going to do this today because I've been saying to myself, Lynn, you need to take an hour or two, like when it's not in the morning.
Yes.
Because you're right. I was so frustrated this morning and my dog was barking about something.
Needed coffee
I started
too.
To break out in a sweat. I was like, stop it. And what is happening? And then every time I put my real cup under, the machine would say rinsing again and put old water in my thing. And then I have to, I was just pulling my hair out, literally.
I know there are plenty of people out there like me who are wondering why Lynn is on a podcast instead of a sitcom.
Right. Oh, I thought you were going to say wondering a lot of different things than that. Like, how did she even get dressed this morning, this poor girl? But, I mean, now I don't know if I'll have time to work on the coffee machine because I've got to decorate my bookshelf right now.
No, you don't.
And make this sugar cookie recipe and
Dude, how
paint
long
a picture for my family
to
room.
Get to the bookshelf? Oh, okay. Well, so I was redoing the bookshelves and then... I had started reading this book last year. Oh, yeah, it gets worse. I had started reading this book last year, and I've never pronounced this correctly. Feng Shui? Is that how you say it?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
So I started reading this book on Feng Shui, and I finished reading it over the weekend. And then I realized, well, there's some things that are on that bookshelf that shouldn't be there. So, and it's that's in the wrong corner of the house. And now I'm moving things around again. And I'm not sure if I'm a believer, but it's like interesting to try and see what happens.
Yeah.
And like one thing I did just do because I read it and then I couldn't get it out of my mind and it spooked me is we had a family photo shoot last year. I have one of our family photos hanging up over a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman who wrote this book said, never hang family photos over a fireplace because it's like you're burning up the family.
Oh, geez.
So I read that the other night and I've not been able to get it out of my mind. And just this morning I moved that picture.
Oh, okay. That's
good. I'm sure my husband's going to come home today and be like, what's going on? Why are things moved?
But you know who does open themselves up to new opportunities?
Who?
People like Gina Hohenscheid.
Yes.
The inventor of seat sitters. She had an idea like we're sitting here talking about all the thing, the writing, the painting, and she had an idea and she really put a ton years of effort behind it. And it is now known as Seat Sitters. It is a kit that you can get that protects you from germs on an airplane seat because there's lots of germs and messes. And we were just talking, you know, during a break, and Remy was talking about someone that he saw at his job recently who was just like coughing and didn't cover his mouth. Okay. And we're all mortified, like, what? But that really happens. Now of when you're in a combined space with no air getting in and tons of people. So you can get this kit. It's about $20. It comes with a seat cover that fits the airplane seat perfectly. It takes literally less than 5 seconds to put it on. I kid you not, I've done it 5 seconds. It comes with sanitary wipes so you can wipe down the armrests and everything. A tray table cover because, you know, you pull those tray tables down. Who knows what's been sitting on there?
Don't even think about
people
that.
People are sleeping on those.
And
okay.
People take off their shoes.
Yes.
And they don't have socks on and they put their feet on them.
Oh, my God. Yes. So we, Gina, put this together to help you avoid those people that are doing those kind of things and those germs that are you're coming in contact with. So like I said, it's about $20. You can get it at seatsitters.com.
It makes a great gift.
Very good gift. And that also shows like you're caring about someone because you want them to stay healthy. You don't want them to go on vacation and be sick. Or a lot of people do, you know, travel for business a lot. And last thing you want to do is go on a business trip and be sick.
Exactly.
So order yours today at seatsitters.com. You can go to Amazon or you can go to bedbathandbeyond.com in the travel section and find it as well. Seatsitters.com. But do you, so opening yourself up to new things, here, this might not seem crazy, but I think something else that I want to do is let myself prevent me from doing something because someone else can't do it. Like, I want to be more okay with doing something by myself. Because if I want to, like, go to a movie.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and I mean, like, last minute.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not a person who totally loves to have things planned out in advance. Now, I have a friend, Lori, who I swear to God loves to have her entire calendar booked for the whole, she gets anxious if weekends are, she doesn't have something to do. I'm the complete opposite. If I've got something sitting on the calendar already for like a Saturday, I'm already like, oh God, am I going to want to do this when Saturday comes? What if somebody, I don't know why I'm like that. But so then if I want to go to a movie, maybe I call you up. Hey, can you, you're like, oh, I've got French class tonight. And you know, my husband has to work and my daughter hates movies. You know, I just want to go by myself.
You don't go see movies by yourself?
I have done it. But I want to do it more. Like, I want to do more things. Like, if I want to sign up for a class. Because I know we went to improv together. That was because you called me and asked me to do that.
Know.
Never would I have done something like that on my own, right? But why do I always have to, like, my, you know, I mentioned I'm going to this thing on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have never done that on my own. I'm always like, hey, who wants to try this with me? You know, if I want to do it, I just want to do it because I want to go. I want to be like more comfortable doing it by myself.
I know people that are great at that.
Yeah. Oh, I do too.
And I'm so, and because I'm not, like we got all the way through intro to improv.
Yeah.
And I do want to take the next level, but you're not there.
No.
And so I'm like, why aren't I doing this on my own?
Right.
No, can't do it.
But like, so I used to be, I know people who are mortified to go to a movie by themselves. Like I do not like to go into a restaurant or anything by myself. It makes me so like crazy, you know, but so I rarely will you ever see me in a restaurant by myself. It has to be like desperate times.
Really?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things to do ever.
Really?
Going to movies and restaurants by myself all the time.
What?
We'll have
to do it together.
Well, that's a good one. that kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? No, you make friends with the servers. And being in the restaurant industry myself, it's easy. I've got something to talk to them about.
True.
But it's about opening yourself up to meeting new people. And you meet tons of new people that way. Just go and be your normal, natural, chatty self, and people will like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do want to do that more because I love movies, as I know you do.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
But I had kind of gotten out of going to movies because it's hard to fit into schedules.
It is.
It's hard to, you know, get everyone. And I thought, I've been having a really good time in the last 2 months going to see more movies, but I've been going with people.
Okay.
You know? But I thought, you know, I want to go to one that some people might not want to see. It's like a foreign film. It actually won the
Parasite.
I want
to
go.
I am dying to see that.
Okay. Well, let's both show up at the same time by accident. Okay. I'll tell you when it's playing. But like, I want to go see that.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, if it doesn't fit into someone's schedule, why don't I just go?
Exactly.
Why don't I just walk into that theater by myself?
I used to be better at doing that. I need to get better at doing that again.
I just want to do more. I don't want to rely on everyone else's thing.
So that's something to know, too, is that if you are trying to make yourself open to new things,
yes,
you can kind of, like anything else in your life, and I, for lack of a better word, backslide. But also, if you got there at some point, you can get,
yes,
back there again.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, if you are, you know, open yourself up. Opening yourself up to new things, you are going to find out things about yourself you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find out things about other people. Your life's going to look a little more colorful, and that is the reason to do it. So if you try something new, let us know about it. Check out our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com.
Say yes more often.
Say yes more often. You can find us on social media. Let us know what you're doing. Let us know what you've tried.
We probably want to try it.
Yes. And let us know what worked for you and what didn't. We want to hear about what you're trying because it might give us some more ideas,
yep,
too. And this is, we're all in this together. It's not just you. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.